Tip number one is to deliberately reduce your vacancy rates. I have 8 steps to help you do that, because vacancy rates are a killer, will kill any landlord business. But before I show you my tips, I want to tell you about plan A, B, and C. Plan A is to keep your tenants happy. Clearly, best thing so that they don't want to move. Plan B is to find a replacement tenant before your departing tenant moves out. And plan C is to fill a vacant unit as fast as possible. So let's talk about plan B. That's not talked about enough, is to find a replacement tenant before your existing tenant moves out. And my 8-step plan goes like this. Step one is you set your intentions. You know, you got to make up your mind that any day of vacancy is unacceptable. That's got to be your mindset. Zero vacancy. Step two is to enlist the help of your departing tenant. You want to bring your tenant onto your marketing team, and you do this by incentivizing them. I set it up so that every time I do a showing, I give my tenant $10 to clean up. I set up batches of showings, and I pay them $10 to get their place in order before I do a showing. And the next part I tell them is, if I sign another tenant before they move out, I give them $100. So all this sounds great to a cash-strapped person who's in a move and a transition. So that's how I do it. And oftentimes it works in your favor quite a bit, because they'll do the showing for you. So it works out really good. So, okay, step three is to create a detailed scope of work for what you need to do to get your unit back market ready. So you do that while your tenant is still in there, of course. They don't mind you going in, because it helps them and let's get that $100, and it helps you as well. Step four is you fire up your procurement plan. By knowing that someone's moving out, you got a chance to buy things on discount. You got time to order things off of Amazon and for them to arrive, things like that. So you do what you can to use coupons and that you get off of eBay, different things like that, so that you can purchase what you need at a lower cost. Okay, step five is to fire up your marketing machine. So as soon as you get a move-out notice, that's the time to, the next day, an ad should go up on Craigslist or wherever you post for vacancies. That's the time to start. The day after you get a notice for move-out, start marketing right away. Okay, step six is to start showing the staged unit. That's, of course, I always used to feel bad showing a unit while someone was still in there. That's until I started sharing the money with them. Then that changes everything, because they are on your team now. So with that $100 out there, the tenant won't mind if they're home, go ahead and showing the unit for you and talking to the prospective tenant coming in. That's a great word of mouth reference for them. So it depends on your relationship with your tenant, of course, but that's a whole nother thing. Okay, step seven is to line up your pit crew. You want to get all your contractors, your cleaning staff ready to go on a certain date. So reserve time with them. Step eight is to quantify everything. If you're not able to successfully find a replacement tenant, then you need to start counting those days that your unit is vacant. Don't not pay attention to that. It's an important time to measure that, because you don't want that.